Textiles aren't generally known for their career-ending power, but it was an expensive rug that led to the downfall of the last elected Republican mayor of Pittsburgh and ushered in a new era of city government. In 1931, Pittsburgh's mayor, Charles H. Klein, decided to do a little office decorating. Not all mayors are so invested in their aesthetic environs, but according to Ann Mataraz, Museum Division Director at the Heinz History Center, Klein liked the finer things in life.
You see him described in the newspapers as a dapper gent. He goes to Horn's, that's the boutique department store in the city at the time.
There at Horn's, he pays $1,350 for the large Persian carpet he'd had his eye on.
He's the mayor. He wants it to look good. He wants to dignify the office.
Political office requires a certain amount of dignity, to be sure. But dropping more than a grand on office furnishings in 1931 is problematic in a couple ways. For starters, says Mataraz, it's illegal.
If you were to purchase something at the time for the city and it was over $500, you had to put it to bid.
For another thing, the country is sliding into the depths of the Great Depression. By 1931, unemployment in Pennsylvania is more than 25%. Western Pennsylvania is particularly hard hit. Mills and coal mines are closed or closing. At a time when most families are struggling to buy bread, Klein spends the modern-day equivalent of $20,000 on a rug.
As a political officer who's entrusted to operate the finances of the city, this becomes the piece that's the tipping point for the public.
By June of that fateful carpet-buying year, Klein and his director of supplies were indicted on 45 counts of misuse of funds. The rug was not on the docket. The court found him guilty of illegally purchasing three trucks, and Klein resigned in 1933. He died a few months later. Though his conviction was later appealed and overturned, the demise of Klein's administration marked the end of a political era both locally and nationally, says Mataraz.
He's caught up in a larger historical moment where this rug just becomes the easy symbol for everything that's wrong with the country and all the problems that it was having. And you see a real shift from the Republican leadership to Democratic.
Charles Klein's rug came to represent the wrong way to govern. It lived on the floor of the mayor's office as a kind of warning for eight subsequent administrations, until...
It stood for corrupt practice in government. She would not tolerate that.
Joseph Sabino Mystic, now a law professor at Duquesne University, was Mayor Sophie Maslov's executive secretary. She couldn't stand the reminder of Klein's legacy and thought the rug was a bad symbol to keep around, says Mystic. So in 1992, Klein's rug was donated to what is now the Heinz History Center.
One day, they walked into her office one morning, and it was wall-to-wall blue carpet, and the rug was gone. Called the Public Works Department and said, replace this rug.
Both Maslov and Klein spent the entirety of their adult lives in government. The difference, says Mystic, is that Maslov saw herself as a public servant.
She was one of those old-timers who believed that government existed to serve the people.
Klein's rug certainly didn't cause the 80-year run of Democratic mayors in Pittsburgh. But the tale of his ruinous good taste illuminates Democratic government here. Democratic with a little d, that is. The mayor vows to honestly represent the city. And though it may take a little while for the public to find out, Pittsburghers do not take foul play lightly. For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh is supported by UPMC. Ask your Pittsburgh history question and find more stories online at wesa.fm/inventingpittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.